The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, any of y'all remember the hashtag CDC whistleblower story? No, it ain't gone away. And it's just picked up speed today. Lightning speed, speed of light stuff happening. And to kick it all off, first and foremost, before we bring up our guest in just a moment, Dr. Andrew Wakefield is going to kick it off with us in just a sec. Super Don, I know you tried to hook up with the CDC, try to get a comment from CDC, and I think you got a quick recording. What you heard, this is it. Yeah,
that's all they had to say.
That's all they had to say. So with that, we're going to go to someone who has a lot to say, Dr. Andrew Wakefield. Andy, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. I love that recording. It just says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
Great to be back. What an interesting time.
Oh, my gosh. Now, just to preface this, again, it's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be with us a little later. We've got Brian Hooker scheduled. It's an amazing show, and there are a lot in the universe trying to align against this information getting out. So God bless you, sir, and everybody out there praying on this, because this is a big one. Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Hooker, and Attorney James Moody just announced today that you sent a complaint by FedEx to Dr. Harold Jaffe, Associate Director for Science at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as Dr. Don Wright, Acting Director of the Office of Research Integrity at the Department of Health and Human Services, claiming research misconduct in the 2004 paper Age at First Measles, Mumps, Rubella Vaccination in Children with Autism and School-matched control subjects, a population-based study in metropolitan Atlanta, subsequently published in the journal Pediatrics. Now, that's the starting point. Fill in the gaps here, because this is huge that you've actually said you guys at the CDC have now got to take notice of it. You can't dismiss it. There's an official complaint on your doorstep.
Right. Well, Dr. William Thompson, who's a senior scientist, epidemiologist, statistician at the CDC, who came forth as a whistleblower, earlier this year, three elements of the fraud have been identified where they looked at age of exposure to MMR, first MMR, and autism risk, and they found significantly elevated risks in African-American boys, in children whom they called isolated autism, and that is children who had no other associated or comorbid developmental problems, no cerebral palsy, no major birth defect, for example, no epilepsy, and they were left at the end of that, of excluding those data, those key significant data, they were left with an overall risk of a 46% excess risk, and they fudged that as well. They put that down to being an artifact of vaccine requirement for special educational preschool children. Of course, that is absolutely no different from the vaccine requirement for developmentally normal preschool children, so that was a false flag from the beginning. But having known already that they'd identified these significant risks in these two other groups, and that 46% excess risk was being driven by those groups, that is an additional element to the fraud. The letter has gone today to the Office of Research Integrity, which is its purpose is to investigate this kind of malfeasance in government-funded research, and to the similar office at the CDC, who are now, I believe, absolutely obliged to investigate this fullest extent, and I don't believe that this fraud can be sustained for very much longer.
Well, Dr. Wakefield, you know, a lot of the disappointment that has occurred within the community of families and moms and dads and kids who have been harmed, injured, even killed in vaccine-related injuries, are, you know, saw such, I guess, say a groundswell of excitement and generation that maybe finally they'll have to admit something's wrong here and look deeper into it. Yet in the media, and of course I've been a member of the media for a long time, but in what we call the new media, I saw that inevitably the mainstream media, as it's called, would not embrace this. In fact, they would try to either ignore it or somehow discredit it. And you've been through so much since you first published your analysis, and it was going back into the 1990s, about seeing what had happened after MMR and just simply published that. We have something different here, am I not mistaken, that now it's been called to their attention in an official way that will be much harder to dismiss? Or am I a little too hopeful in saying that they cannot dismiss this as easily as just media reports?
Well, I think there are two things to say. Well, the most relevant media now are people like you. The mainstream media, whatever that means, are people mm-hmm. who've essentially been bought by the pharmaceutical industry, and they have become increasingly irrelevant. In the end, and this, there was no press release sent out for this to the mainstream media. Why? Because it's a waste of time. They will have to beg for this story in the end. They will have to come begging for it. When they've come to terms with the fact that they were wrong all along, that they backed the wrong side, and now, which is an extraordinary situation, they are actually seeming to endorse the fraud, to support mm-hmm. those who've committed it, to say in some way it was okay, that it's been debunked, that they're off the hook. No, they are not. So they've pinned their colors to that mast, and they are going to come unstuck as a consequence. But when they do realize that there is a problem, they're going to have to come begging for their story. At the moment, they are irrelevant. What is relevant is social media and getting this story out to the public. But this story now, in the formal complaint, has several purposes. One is the paper has to be retracted. It was sent, as you saw, also to the editor of the journal Pediatrics, where the paper was published. It was sent to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they will have to investigate this, and they will have no choice, I believe, but to retract the paper. That is a huge story. It goes to members of Congress, and they too must investigate this, either through the Science Committee or the Oversight Committee, and we're giving as much support as we can to Bill Posey's office to get that where it needs to be. So that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get it out to the people so that they can help Bill Posey with their own stories and to lobby their own congressmen so that they can support Bill Posey in his endeavors to get this story out there. So that is the target. That is the target. And to get this officially investigated through channels that can no longer deny or protect these people and get the full story on record.
Well, there's some definite maturation in these processes because for so long, and I want to acknowledge this, the efforts, however sincere, in reaching out to the regular media, if you will, have been fraught with peril, and in fact, you're reaching out to expect something that cannot be done. As you said so well now, we know that they're bought off by certain interests that are not the interests of the families and the children who are harmed in this way. And yet, there's still another layer of this within government because there's this medical media corporate government collusion. There are entities, people, real humans within it that are seeing this, are recognizing it, but they're up against a machine that is as powerful as any as we've ever encountered in our life here on planet Earth, and they do not want to have to address this issue. And so you can imagine what kind of opposition Bill Posey must be meeting with in just trying to bring this up in Congress.
Yeah, it's going to break, and it's breaking. I just heard this evening about 10 minutes ago that another judge in Italy, another court in Italy, has ruled that vaccines cause autism, and that was at the appeal. That was where Smith, Klein, Beecham and others had taken this, GlaxoSmithKline had taken this to appeal, the appeal court, and the judge threw it out and ruled in the parents' favor. So there you have it. This is an international problem. And if I might just say, Robert, the other thing that I want to do as the autism media chap, and I hope you don't mind me doing this on your show, is that we want to make the documentary about this story. We want to bring it to the people in a way that tells the full story and offers an interview to Stefano and the people at the CDC, to Julie Gerberding and others, to come forward and explain themselves on that documentary. So please go to the Autism Media Channel and help us make that documentary, help us bring it to you, bring it to the people, because it is a crucial story, and unless we do it, it will not get made.
Yeah, I might add that in the show notes today at robertscatbell.com, in fact, we have the link directly to the Autism Media Channel to help out in that specific request. Also, if you want to read the entire complaint that was sent by FedEx to CDC and all the parties I mentioned at the top of the show here, you can click and link through, again, right to Autism Media Channel, as well as the PDF documents, so you can see firsthand for yourself what is happening here. And, I don't know the outcome. Again, we've been at this for a long time. I've been in media for a long time. You've been at this for even longer with what you encountered. And, of course, the families that my heart, aches for. To see justice done, and nothing can ever replace the children that have been taken from them. But we're all working towards getting this information out to those who will listen. And for those who won't, eventually they'll be either shamed into it or made criminals, like I believe that they are, by covering this thing up.
Yes, indeed. There's no way back from this now. If we, the people, move this forward, if the due democratic process is allowed to take its course, there is no way back from this. There is no way of recovery. If the medical profession, if science, if the media want to align themselves with fraud, I dare them to do that. But if that's what they want to do, then those who live by the sword, they'll perish by the sword. And good luck to them, because we now know the truth. The truth, the full truth, will emerge in the form of a series of congressional hearings. And that is what needs to happen.
Well, we're going to be talking with Professor Brian Hooker later in the hour, and I think you guys have worked extensively on the data, the putting this in a digestible format, at the very least for the scientists. I know for a lot of the lay audience it can be difficult to navigate the numbers here to make sense of it all.
Yeah, Brian has done an outstanding job, and I interviewed him last week in Dallas at the Generation Rescue conference, and we went through the process by which his paper was initially accepted, rigorously peer reviewed according to their own standard by international experts in the field. It went through three rounds by two peer reviewers, and it was reviewed by Dr. Thompson himself, and it was approved. We can then get this bizarre corruption of the scientific process, where after it has been published, after that due process, then we get someone complaining, someone anonymously complaining about the analysis, and suddenly, for bizarre reasons that are not stated, the paper is retracted. And yet, in a tale of two papers, you have people prevailing upon the editor of the journal Pediatrics, Cheryl Axon, calling him and saying, are you going to retract this paper? No.
Dr. Wakefield, can you stick around for a few more minutes? We got to take a break here. We'll be wrapping it up with Dr. Wakefield. We got an extraordinary show, and I appreciate y'all being here. Dr. Wakefield's work is incredible. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rob. You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Special thanks to our syndicator, GCN, for blasting this message all around planet Earth and out through Natural News as well. And to Dr. Andrew Wakefield, a few more minutes with him. Thanks for hanging in there, Andy, because there's just too much going on too quickly now. And, we put out the Autism Media Channel as well as a request to those who can support it, because to have a documentary that could bring this out to more and more people, we want to do that end around the media, end around the government, end around the restrictions, push the First Amendment for all it is worth. This is where freedom of speech lives. And Dr. Wakefield, so glad you're with us.
Thank you very much, Robert. Yeah, I was just winding up. I'll wind up by just saying I was comparing the way that Brian Hooker's paper in Translational Neurodegeneration was handled compared with the way in which the original fraudulent paper from DiStefano et al. Was handled by Pediatrics. And when Sharon Ackerson called Pediatrics and said, well, okay, you've decided not to retract this paper. On what basis have you done that? They said, we've contacted the authors at the CDC and were reassured by their answers. And she said, I believe, therefore, you must have contacted Dr. Thompson himself. Well, answer came there, none. She repeated, I believe you must have contacted him and talked to him about his concerns in light of the fact that you've decided not to retract this paper. No answer. They had not contacted Dr. Thompson. In fact, when I spoke to Dr. Thompson, they hadn't contacted him in the last 10 years. So here they have someone confessing to scientific misconduct, and they don't even bother to contact him to find out what that contact entailed, that misconduct entailed. They contact the authors, who, of course, would say everything we did was perfectly acceptable. Well, they would say that, wouldn't they? So that is the way in which these two papers have been handled by what has become an entirely corrupt scientific process, one which I'm afraid the public can no longer believe in.
Well, I've interviewed a few years before she died, Dr. Marcia Angel. She was the editor-in-chief, I believe, at one point, editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And she said there was no way to tell what was legitimate in the peer-reviewed literature anymore. And now, even with warnings such as her from a prestigious journal,
the people hadn't paid attention, and much of the medical community had not. And now we have this glaring, you know, admission from one of the lead researchers within that, and yet that still doesn't result in a retraction. They won't even talk to the guy. What does that tell you about the state of science, if you want to call it that, in this culture?
Exactly. My advice to parents now, and I talked to doctors at the weekend who reiterated this, my advice to parents is you must trust your instincts. Maternal instinct in particular is one of the most powerful forces on the earth, and we're here because of it. We're certainly not here because of public health. And so when it comes down to it, you must trust your instincts.
Well, and, you know, we talk about the gut instinct and, of course, your background in gastroenterology and what we're learning about the microbiome and the brilliant connection and how much we rely upon the health of that terrain, that anything would assault it and insult it. It should be obvious at this point, can result in any kind of abnormality resulting, including brain and neurological impact, much less not even mentioning issues such as mercury on a broader scale. So what you've uncovered many years ago is now coming home to roost, so to speak, on a community that has tried to pretend that what they did was not harmful.
Well, I think the credit, again, it's fascinating that you say this, because the credit belongs to the parents. It was they who told the story of what happened to their children, and they were right. And in terms of the microbiome, it was a parent, it was a mother who first brought attention to, in fact, published a paper on the role of dysbiosis, disordered gut bacteria, and their possible role in autism, likening it to clostridial infection. And that insight turns out now to be one of the most consistent findings in autism science. So, again, credit to the parents.
And without which their observations, we might not have learned the things that we've learned and hopefully saved more than we know. And even more so now that this complaint has been sent to CDC. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I urge you to go to the Autism Media Channel and support Dr. Wakefield's efforts to put together a documentary on this subject and more, because we can't rely on the old media. We can't rely on good government, whatever that might be, even though there are some good people in there trying to bring this up there. Dr. Wakefield, you know how much I appreciate you and all of your efforts for standing up for scientific integrity, which has become an oxymoron in the mainstream press.
Most certainly. And I'm very grateful for everything you guys are doing. You're far more relevant in so many ways than CNN and others. So keep doing what you're doing. And it's been great to be on the show.
All right, Andy. Always good to have you on board. Doors open for you. We've got Dr. Brian Hooker coming up in a little while. After the bottom of the hour break, we're going to see if Colorado prepared the way Minnesota was prepared to have an independent governor, a non-Democratic candidate, a non-Republican guy. We've got him. Mike Donovan is going to join us from Colorado next, and Brian Hooker. Then Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box with Dr. Lee Cowden. Whole host of things going on. The Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks again to GCN, Natural News, and everybody around planet Earth giving to listen. The power to heal is yours. I'm here to remind you. Back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing though I've actually added to my routine is One World Away. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from guns80.com because they got a great deal right now. And he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees. There was no 10-day waiting period. said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
So what is the possibility that Colorado can go independent in the next gubernatorial election and put a governor in there who's not a Democrat, who's not a Republican, who's not a dunderhead? Is it possible? I don't know. I mean, Minnesota was the first in this in the nation.
I'm not familiar with the Dunderhead Party.
Those are dunderheads within the Republican Democratic Party.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You know, we're independent-minded folks here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and you know, if we're to bring somebody into that independent state that really loves liberty, and we hear about them or her, we're gonna see if we can reach out and talk to them. And the kids like the idea. What do you think of an independent governor of Colorado? I don't know. I think they like it. Let me ask the kids one more time. Yeah, they like it.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So with that, let's bring on. He's running for governor of Colorado, Dunnefin 2014. It's DunnefinForGovernor.com. He's independent, a very much liberty-leaning guy. Mike Dunnefin, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on a liberty program.
Imagine that. Are there still people that love liberty in Colorado? I mean, they're the first state in the nation, I think, that went full-on legalization of a plant that God created and said, yeah, it's okay.
Well, they did, and they made up for what was done in the crony world way back with Hearst, DuPont, Mellon, Pulitzer, and Mr. Anslinger, the first drug czar. The rest were actually made in Colorado. It was George Caldwell and Moses Baca.
Wow, you know your history. That's another thing that you don't find in Democrat and Republican candidates.
Well, they would have to take credit for what they did.
Yeah. I'd say you're the antithesis of a politician, certainly a professional one. Even though you served as mayor of Glendale in Colorado, are you still currently mayor, or have you moved on from that?
I'm still currently the mayor, and I'm proud to say that we take a law off the books every city council meeting.
Really?
Yes. We've been taking laws off the books for the last 2 years. We're going to get down to the point where you can look the other guy in the eye and say, do right by me, and I'll do right by you.
Imagine that, self-governance. That's something we've lost sight of here in these United States. And to some degree, as we can look at Colorado being the some of the history of the frontier, if you will, if that spirit still exists there, some of the evidence is there. But in the race for governor, I think they're still trying to discard before the race begins any third-party candidate outside of the establishment.
Well, 37% of our electorate is independent. So all we have to do to win this race is have the independents vote for the independent.
Imagine that. Now, you want to invest to create a cannabis industry that may serve the world, much less Colorado or the United States. And I am fully in favor of that. I think we want to help the farmers that are independent and non-Monsanto connected to produce products that we can not only use to benefit our local economy, your state economy in Colorado and the U.S., but in fact to benefit the world. Because right now we're importing hemp from all over the world because we can hardly grow it. They only started experimentally growing it in Kentucky with a waiver from the DEA recently.
Well, it's interesting. As you well know, the only patent on hemp is owned by the United States government. Imagine that. We have a class one substance, and the U.S. government has a patent on it. We're importing our hemp from Canada. Canada can grow hemp all the way. The hemp plant will grow all the way up to 60 degrees north of the equator. It can be used. It's a better product in batteries than graphene. It requires half the water. It loves UVA, so it can grow at high altitudes with very little water. If our farmers can get off the dole, which is the farm bill,
right,
they'll be able to grow hemp.
Yeah, exactly. And there again, you're talking about corporatism, crony capitalism, corporate welfare, etc. What about this concept of the environment? Because you hear that if you believe the mainstream media's lies about everything, one of the things they say is Republicans are evil, they hate the environment, Democrats will protect the environment. But neither one of those parties as an establishment party has come out and said, let local communities say yes or no to fracking, for instance.
Well, if you go back and really study Robert Thomas Malthus and realize the Malthusian proposition, this whole environmentalist movement is really an anti-humanist movement. And it's if you track that back, you'll discover some really dreadful things. There's a great book by Robert Zubrin called Merchants of Despair. I would suggest that everyone read it. He's written another one. He's a PhD astrophysicist, called Energy Victory, wherein he talks about flex fuel vehicles and the most amazing plant of all, once again, is hemp for a renewable energy source.
Well, the thing about this fracking issue, there are a lot of folks that are saying, well, we have to have it to get oil to remain energy independent, which is nonsense. This is about these corporations dominating a monopoly of energy production. But if the local communities were empowered to say no to it, and they would have the most investment in keeping their water clean, right? You could still,
yes.
Well, you can still walk and bicycle if you have water, but if you can't drink water, it doesn't matter how much oil you have, you're dead.
I'm the only candidate that has actually come out for local control. And ironically, I sit on a board called Bible for Colorado, which is a pro-fracking board. I'm the member on the board that has the dissenting voice, and they're quite happy to have me.
Why would they tolerate someone who speaks out against it?
Well, because they want to actually come to some sort of consensus about what needs to be done. And I take a look at fracking as a geopolitical issue. If we're looking now at what's happening across the planet, we see that from the time that the Sauds were selling oil to us, or OPEC was, 1973 during the Yom Kippur War at $4 a barrel, it eventually goes to 147. Our dear friend Mr. Nixon puts us on the petrodollar. We have subsidized a rabid sect of that's bent on killing everybody on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't often look at it in those terms. So the voice that I provide in that environment is a little different than the one they expect.
Yeah, I'd say so. We're talking to Mike Donovan. He's running for governor of Colorado as an independent candidate. I think you'll find him fascinating. I already do in talking with him in the few minutes we have with him. And you can find him at DonovanForGovernor.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. You'll see a picture of him. Just click on his picture. It'll take you there. You can read about it, especially all of our listeners in Colorado. If you're thinking about unplugging from the Democrat-Republican matrix and seeing somebody who has some level of integrity here and knows history as well, it's very refreshing, to say the least. Now, there's another position you've taken, which I really like, because it's a position I took so strongly, that getting married in Georgia, I did so without a license. My wife and I filed a covenant of our own, and we didn't ask permission of the government to get married. We didn't want their blessing. We didn't want them anywhere near our marriage.
Well, you know, I agree with that one. And the idea that the government should have anything to do with who you live with and what you would like to do in the privacy of your home or your life, your sole possession is your body. That's the derivation of private property rights. Governments put those concepts together to keep interracial marriages from occurring or people of the same sex. And this idea that it's a covenant the government sanctifies is an absurdity.
Well, it is. I mean, why do you want the blessing of the government? And that's why I say, what is it so appealing about marriage that anybody outside of it wants to be in it for the most part? I mean, you see the violence of divorce, and, of course, people get multiple marriages and all the things that are normal to marriage. How sanctified is that institution? Now, I would not begrudge anybody entering it, of their own volition, but why invite the state in it? We found the corruption that occurs, especially when you have offspring. The state claims ownership if they don't like the way you're raising these kids. For instance, if you don't want to vaccinate, if you feel like alternative natural medicine is much better than oncology, which can kill you as fast or faster than cancer can.
Well, they've set the thing up. Your life is headed towards probate court at that point. And if you think about inviting the government in, just utilize this little vision. Just think about the DMV, and you'll shake yourself loose from that one.
Yeah, that's another issue there as well. Any other things that you'd like for our Colorado listeners in particular to hear what you stand for? What would you do differently, or let's say a big crisis in Colorado that you would handle radically different than the establishment candidates?
Well, I would allow individuals to take control of their own lives. We often talk about individual liberty and where it came from, and I differ from everyone else in the sense that the religionists believe it came from God. I do not. The libertarians believe it came from nature. I do not. The collectivists believe it comes from the common good. I believe that we men created morality for the sake of surviving in a vicious animal world where we are a weak animal. So you and I needed morality to walk away from the bargain with our heads attached. And it was co-opted by the churches and the governments for the purpose of controlling our lives. So in that, I'm a randist. I'm not a libertarian.
I understand. But at the same time, if you live that belief, then to have others that believe differently from you, as long as they don't violate your rights, you got no problem with that.
Absolutely none. I will not initiate force or coercion against a non-aggressor. Just a fundamental principle.
Now, have there been any debates? Have there been any inclusive debates that include the candidates outside of the establishment?
Now, there was one, and that was a breakfast forum in which the present governor, John Hickenlooper, chose to not deliver his final statement. And people say, well, it's not fair that you don't get invited to the debate. What you need to understand is fairness has nothing to do with politics. You've got the ruling elite, and they need to be unseated. I can't hire a pollster. They are locked up by the two parties. So you can't poll at the 10% level that they say you need to poll to get the debates. So you have to think outside the box and deliver your message differently. I've got 140 videos on my website of the stances that I've taken on any of the issues, and those were questions that were sent to me over the last couple of years by people interested in hearing how I thought about it.
Well, Mike, it's all out there. I'd love to have you on before Election Day if we could follow up. And also check out one of the videos, most interesting of any candidate running for governor in any of the 50 states, a video with Snoop Dogg and Wyclef. Well done, Mike Donovan.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to coming back. I enjoy your view, and I listen to the show, and I've learned a lot, especially about water purification.
Beautiful. I'm glad you're with us, and we'll get you back on. We've got a lot more healing to go. Professor Brian Hooker up next, talking about the CDC whistleblower story. It's getting bigger, folks. And then Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave another dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate, yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods, or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
What a birthday gift! What a birthday gift! All you moms and dads and kids out there who have been harmed by vaccines and the lies coming out of the establishment CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation, as I call them. What is that birthday gift? Who is that birthday gift? It's his birthday. Professor Brian Hooker, welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be on your show, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Also, a bunch of people out there that have messaged me on Facebook, happy birthday. I really appreciate it.
Well, the vitamin L is flowing your way. You've done incredible work, and we only have a few minutes together today, so I want you to get right into it. There's another aspect of the whistleblower story, the MMR. We talk about the risk for autism prior to 36 months in black children, boys especially, ridiculous level of risk that goes up. What is this concept of the isolated autism cases? What are we talking about there?
Okay, isolated autism is basically when you have a child that has an autism diagnosis, but they have not received any other type of diagnosis, like speech and language delay, developmental delay, mental retardation, cerebral palsy, things like that. So these are kids, presumably, that they had nothing else wrong with them, and then, potentially they got vaccinated, and then they regressed into autism. So, which sounds very, very familiar for those of us who have vaccine-injured children. It sounds very, very familiar, this sort of scenario where they didn't have a diagnosis, nothing was going wrong, and then all of a sudden they get autism.
So what do the stats say? I mean, you were able to work through the numbers, and you blew the whistle, so to speak, along with the insider there at CDC, Bill Thompson. What have we found since this time? Because the main focus initially was the boys who happen to be black, and their risk was significantly higher getting the shot early. What are we saying here with this? Does this mean there's also a general increased risk in the general population? I want to help all of us understand this better.
That is correct. In the general population, in this, I've gone through this. This is unpublished data, but I am writing up the publication right now as we speak. And but if you look at individuals that got an autism diagnosis, but no previous diagnosis besides autism, and no developmental delays prior to regressing into autism, then if you look at boys and girls who got the MMR on time versus those that got the MMR after 36 months, relative risk is 2.15, which means that they're twice as likely to get an autism diagnosis if they got the MMR on time versus if they got the MMR after 36 months. So these are kids that aren't already developmentally delayed. They didn't have any diagnosis prior to their autism diagnosis, and we're seeing that when they get the MMR on time, they're at least double the risk. And it gets worse. When we look at males, then the risk goes up to 2.6 times greater. So these, and the data bear out that males are at a higher risk than females. And it is specifically, when I say the MMR on time, it's individuals that got the MMR between 12 and 17 months.
Wow, this is significant. And that's the thing that wasn't necessarily revealed. Now, have you been at all in touch with William Thompson, the whistleblower, since all of this blew up and he went into, like, lawyer hiding?
He has gone into lawyer hiding. I have not had any direct contact with Dr. Thompson, and I have even recently I haven't even I've had trouble getting his attorney to call me back. So he is, you know, doubled over his efforts just to step out of things and step out of the limelight. My hope is that he is cooperating with Congressman Bill Posey. I have not heard either way whether that's true or not, but my hope is that he is turning over documents and talking to Bill Posey directly.
So you don't know if he has contact with Bill Posey or his lawyer is definitely in contact with Bill Posey?
No, I do not. I do not have that particular information. I wish I did. And it is, you know, if there's any way to get the whistleblower to come back out, I know that he is fearing for his job and his livelihood and
right.
and so forth. To me, you know, the children of the United States are much more important.
Yeah, I agree. And Professor Dr. Brian Hooker, happy birthday. Thank you for joining us so quickly. I know. We'll try and reach out to Congressman Posey's office to see if we can find anything else out. Super Don will help us lead the way there. Have a wonderful birthday celebration. Thank you for what you and Dr. Wakefield and others have done. We'll continue covering this story next hour. Ty Bollinger, Dr. Lee Cowden, Outside the Box. Why? Because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.